I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The U.S. Geological Survey reported a magnitude 5.3 earthquake around 2:30 Wednesday in Carlsbad, Eddy County and surrounding areas. Kyle Marksteiner, the spokesperson for the city of Carlsbad, elaborates on the earthquake.
That it came from the Mentone area, down near Pecos, Texas. We talked to the fire department, police department. We don't have any reports. As you can imagine, every single person I know, everybody was texting and social media was going crazy. It was just everybody, I think, who was awake in Carlsbad.
How about the just completed remediation of the brine well south of Carlsbad?
I spoke with Jen Armendariz with Eddy County. She had contacted the people monitoring the brine well. They have ultra-sensitive sensors, so they certainly picked it up better than anyone. But there was no change or anything there.
18-year-old Alexis Avilov Hobbs, who is facing charges of attempted murder and child abuse, is set to go to trial on those charges on December the 19th. On January 6th of this year, a woman is seen on surveillance video tossing a trash bag into a dumpster behind the Broadmoor Mall in Hobbs. Turns out the bag contained a newborn male infant, just hours old. Justin Dominguez, chief investigator and spokesperson for the District 5 DA's office, tells us more about the upcoming trial.
So there's still some time limitations and time constraints that have been set forth by the judge prior to starting the trial, and those have been set at December the 1st. So any motions or any further motions or askings of the court have to be filed by December the 1st.
The child was discovered about 6 hours later by persons who were rummaging through the dumpster and called police. The child survived and is now with his father. Chaffetz County and Lee County commissioners are expecting to canvass votes from their respective counties from the November 8th election today and then send the results on to the Secretary of State's office. Hobbs police are scheduled to receive grant money earmarked from the 2022 legislative session for recruitment, but it still needs state approval. Hobbs Police Chief August Fons.
And we have a $4.9 million allocation. Still has to be approved by the Department of Finance, so it's not a done deal yet, but we get final approval, we're going to use it for hiring, recruiting, and retention.
According to Fons, the police department is down 26 police officers. The $4.9 million allocation will be divided among 29 police departments in the state. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.